Crowds of pro-Trump demonstrators are gathered in the streets of D.C. as Congress meets to officially certify the Electoral College votes in the 2020 election. And those protests are raising concerns right now about safety at some government buildings. We're watching that. But here's something we haven't seen in our lifetime. About a dozen Republican senators and more than 100 Republican representatives are opposing the certification. A representative from Arizona started the official challenge in a joint session presided over Vice President Mike Pence.
Mr. Vice President, I, Paul Gosar from Arizona.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Arizona rise?
I rise up for myself and 60 of my colleagues to object to the counting of the electoral ballots from Arizona.
And again, there's no credible evidence of the widespread voter fraud to sustain these objections. But lawmakers are expected to debate for hours before the official certification passes. And NPR's congressional reporter Claudia Grisales joins us with the latest. And Claudia, these Republican objectors won't change the outcome of the 2020 race. The process today is largely ceremonial. So what's the significance of this event today?
Yes, this marks the final chapter in this long, drawn-out process of counting the electoral votes that will indeed show that President-elect Joe Biden won the race, and he will be sworn in 2 weeks from today. Now, at the same time, this is the last chance for this group of conservative Republicans who are key allies to President Trump to use this day as a stage, as an opportunity to bring his grievances, his false claims, to the floors of their respective chambers by way of objections to results for particular states. As you mentioned earlier, they are in Arizona right now. They've retreated to both their respective chambers. Senators are going through that objection in theirs, as well as the House in their chamber. And we should note, some of these Republicans leading these include 2024 presidential hopefuls who are hoping to make their mark that they're key allies of the president. But meanwhile, they're going alphabetically through these states. There are six states that could be targeted. They're on Arizona now. We could also see Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin see objections. But interestingly enough, one of the House members kind of leading this charge, Alabama's Mo Brooks, has said he's only been able to get senators to sign on to three states. A House member needs a Senate member to sign on to an objection for it to be heard in both chambers, as we're seeing now. And it's been very striking. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was the first speaker in the Senate for this objection. And he said that this would be one of the most important votes he's ever cast. He said President Trump has made claims that the election was stolen and spread conspiracy theories. So some of the strongest language we've seen him use against the president in a preview of what's to come today.
And we actually have a piece of sound of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Let's play it.
Our duty is to govern for the public good. The United States Senate has a higher calling than an endless spiral of partisan vengeance.
I mean, Claudia, what does this tell you about divisions within the party?
Well, this is a really tough week for Republicans. We're seeing intra-party fighting like we haven't seen in a very long time. For much of the last 4 years, we've seen the Republicans stick lockstep with this president, and we are seeing some really big fractures today in that split. This is something that McConnell warned his party that today could look like if Senate members join these House members in these objections. They're going to put them on opposite sides of the aisle. So it's really highlighting that division today.
Oh, yeah. I've got to ask you, though, we've got some news that one of the congressional office buildings was evacuated as pro-Trump protesters have been rallying to challenge the 2020 election result. What's the latest on this?
Yeah, this is another element of all this division here in Washington, D.C. today. We saw President Trump leading this rally with other members of his family, rallying these protesters who are objecting to these electoral results, and it has become physical. There have been some concerns of security. There was one building that did see an evacuation, the Cannon Building there on the Capitol Complex, but they have said that the area is secured, but it's something to watch for the rest of the day, a concern that will be hanging over all of this.
We've got about a minute. I want to ask you, the drama in Congress comes as we heard Peter in his discussion, Republicans facing defeat in the Senate runoffs in Georgia. Chuck Schumer has already declared himself to be the next Senate Majority Leader. How could this play into events today?
So it's really interesting seeing Democrats come into the Capitol today. They're really confident in terms of going forward and their agenda and what they could accomplish in the first 2 years of Joe Biden's administration. Meanwhile, it puts a damper on all these objections being led by Republicans who are coming in today without as much momentum, looking at potential losses, not just for the presidency, but for losing their Senate majority control as well.
That's NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.